Her power is to open what is shut, shut what is open. Her power is to fall like razors on the fine wind of your spirit. Still water in the current. Unmoving air that the wind blows through. Hers is the fire that clings but does not consume. Dark fire that does not light the night. Torches in her labyrinth throw shadows on ice-cut walls. Flickering stalactites cut out of garnet. Her bower lurks in the unseen, muddy places of your soul. She waits you under the steps of your tenement. She gleams in the wildwood where you have not dared to walk. Wild yew and blackberries, tight dried meat of skinny winter deer, these she holds out like a key. Her door cannot be found. It is closed shut. It crumbles. It wafts in wind. Her power is to raise the pale green grass of spring, the pale wildflower carpets which fly starward like primroses with dogs asleep on them. Her power is in spittle and in the lentil. It rises like smoke from the reopened furrow. She terraces the hills with her glance. Her white breast gleams in mossy caves, you remember, where the smoke curled on the greenwood fires. She is the wind you never leave behind, black cat you killed in empty lot. She is smell of the summer weeds, the one who lurks in open childhood closets. She coughs in the next room, hoots, nests in your hair. She is incubus, face of the window. She is harpy on your fire escape, marble figurine carved in the mantelpiece. She is cornucopia that wails in the night, death grip you cannot cut away. Black limpid eyes of mad girls singing carols behind mesh. She is the hiss in your goodbyes. Black grain and green jade, sound from the silent koto. She is tapestry burned in your brain. The fiery cloak of feathers carries you off hills when you run flaming down to the black sea.